Задание 3.9. Вы услышите интервью. В заданиях 3.9 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to our daily program, 5 Minutes with a Star. Today in our studio, we have James White, an actor who has starred in numerous series and has a huge international fan base. Hello, James.
Good afternoon. Thank you for inviting me here today.
When did you understand that you wanted to be an actor?
I wish I could tell you it was my childhood dream, but that wasn't the case. When I was growing up, I was very much into playing basketball. Then I realized that I wasn't that great, and I wasn't going to make any money as an athlete. So I did sales for 6 years, and stumbled into acting after college, when a friend suggested I join a community theater. That started the ball rolling.
Your recent roles are so different from the ones you started with. Why so?
You see, it's fun to do work that my kids can actually watch. I did a great movie called The Best Friend, about a girl and a dog. My daughter just loved that movie. I loved the people involved with it, and I thought it was a good choice. Recently, I've done a lot of faith-based, family-orientated films that my kids love, and it's been a lot of fun.
For the past years, you've been starring in a series called The Magic. How does it feel playing a parent of a teenager? Isn't it the first role of this kind for you?
It's weird. It's funny. You kind of avoid playing parents for as long as you can. Once you start playing a dad, then you'll be playing a dad for the rest of your life. My television son Nick is a teenager who's 15 and always resisting authority. We're in a tough stage in our relationship. That's not the case with my children, who are polite and kind and just a lot of fun. So I guess I can't say the role is very easy for me.
Your family lives in Minneapolis. What's it like commuting back and forth to Canada for filming The Magic?
My wife is from Minneapolis, and all her family is there. We decided being with family would be better for our kids, and it really has been. They are growing up with cousins and grandparents. I go home every weekend, which makes this doable. I couldn't come up here for 4 months, and not go home every weekend. That's not the way we want to raise our children. I want to be around them as much as I can.
As far as I remember, your children are 9 and 11 years old. Do they enjoy acting? Will they go in your footsteps?
Well, my son definitely loves acting. He's really talented. My wife has a master's degree in acting from New York University. She's a much better actor than I am. She's a singer, and my son inherited that from her. He's got a fantastic voice. He is shy, so we sort of forced him to audition for a musical in middle school. He was the new kid in school, and we thought it might put him on the map. It did, and he loves it. I don't know if my daughter will get the bug or not. She also has a great voice, but she doesn't know it yet. We'll have to see what they both want as they get older. But we certainly won't encourage any kind of professional acting until they're adults.
What makes you a good parent?
My wife and I never contradict each other in front of the kids. If you start doing that, there's no going back. We always show a united front no matter what. And then we work it out later, outside the presence of the kids. I rarely raise my voice. so when I do, it gets their attention. I think that helps. When you feel like it's important, make sure they hear you. That comes from my dad. My dad almost never yelled.
Thank you very much, James. It has been very interesting talking to you.
Thank you. You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to our daily program, 5 Minutes with a Star. Today in our studio, we have James White, an actor who has starred in numerous series and has a huge international fan base. Hello, James.
Good afternoon. Thank you for inviting me here today.
When did you understand that you wanted to be an actor?
I wish I could tell you it was my childhood dream, but that wasn't the case. When I was growing up, I was very much into playing basketball. Then I realized that I wasn't that great, and I wasn't going to make any money as an athlete. So I did sales for 6 years, and stumbled into acting after college, when a friend suggested I join a community theater. That started the ball rolling.
Your recent roles are so different from the ones you started with. Why so?
You see, it's fun to do work that my kids can actually watch. I did a great movie called The Best Friend, about a girl and a dog. My daughter just loved that movie. I loved the people involved with it, and I thought it was a good choice. Recently, I've done a lot of faith-based, family-orientated films that my kids love, and it's been a lot of fun.
For the past years, you've been starring in a series called The Magic. How does it feel playing a parent of a teenager? Isn't it the first role of this kind for you?
It's weird. It's funny. You kind of avoid playing parents for as long as you can. Once you start playing a dad, then you'll be playing a dad for the rest of your life. My television son Nick is a teenager who's 15 and always resisting authority. We're in a tough stage in our relationship. That's not the case with my children, who are polite and kind and just a lot of fun. So I guess I can't say the role is very easy for me.
Your family lives in Minneapolis. What's it like commuting back and forth to Canada for filming The Magic?
My wife is from Minneapolis, and all her family is there. We decided being with family would be better for our kids, and it really has been. They are growing up with cousins and grandparents. I go home every weekend, which makes this doable. I couldn't come up here for 4 months and not go home every weekend. That's not the way we want to raise our children. I want to be around them as much as I can.
As far as I remember, your children are 9 and 11 years old. Do they enjoy acting? Will they go in your footsteps?
Well, my son definitely loves acting. He's really talented. My wife has a master's degree in acting from New York University. She's a much better actor than I am. She's a singer, and my son inherited that from her. He's got a fantastic voice. He is shy, so we sort of forced him to audition for a musical in middle school. He was the new kid in school, and we thought it might put him on the map. It did, and he loves it. I don't know if my daughter will get the bug or not. She also has a great voice, but she doesn't know it yet. We'll have to see what they both want as they get older, but we certainly won't encourage any kind of professional acting until they're adults.
What makes you a good parent?
My wife and I never contradict each other in front of the kids. If you start doing that, there's no going back. We always show a united front no matter what, and then we work it out later, outside the presence of the kids. I rarely raise my voice, so when I do, it gets their attention. I think that helps. When you feel like it's important, make sure they hear you. That comes from my dad. My dad almost never yelled.
Thank you very much, James. It has been very interesting talking to you.
Thank you. This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.